Welcome to the Open Mic Podcast with Chris Evans and Phil Nichols, along with Ronnie Phillips. The Open Mic Podcast is part of the Second Banana Media Podcast Network. Coming to you live from Guthrie, Oklahoma, inside the Second Banana Media Studios, here's Chris Evans.
Welcome, everyone. It is Open Mic Podcast, Wednesday, October 4th, 2023, episode 69. It rained.
Right.
The moisture fell from the sky.
Come on, skeeters. Come on. More rain.
Yeah. Skeeters.
Got it. Yes, it was good. The rain even came with some thunder.
Thunder rolls.
Oh, we can't do that. YouTube people get upset. Oh,
I do kind of still like Garth, so I can understand why they would.
Facebook doesn't get mad about that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I like
yeah.
YouTube.
Well, YouTube has better algorithms.
Oh, okay.
GF Guthrie says, how about this wonderful fall weather? I put on the sweatshirt ready to be cooler. It was warm today.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I thought. I was expecting cooler temperatures.
It's going to feel good walking out there tonight, though. Mm-hmm. I went downstairs and got my jacket to leave tonight with. You know, planning ahead. Ronnie, I'm a thinker.
I'm hungry. You guys hungry?
I don't know why. You've eaten 4 pounds of M&M's since you got
That's there. Cap. That's cap.
Not true.
Greg says music was drowning you guys out. That's why I delayed some of the talk. When it goes down, you can talk there, and then it picks back up. Been trying to pick my... By the way, I think Greg's going to be watching a lot of TV. I think he's down for the count for a little bit.
Yeah, I had a little procedure done.
Yeah.
Hope you get better, Greg.
Yep.
T-Fred says, my allergies say thank you to the rain.
Do you have allergies?
He had the worst allergies growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Like shots?
His nose would be bright red, and like his nostrils would just be flared all the time.
Well, that had a good look.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
This is what he looked like. He had buzzed hair, too, in high school. And
what else?
Honey bun stiller.
What else? Oh, that was high school.
No. You know, rat tail was when he was, you know, a youngster, 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid.
15?
Yeah, look like punk.
Straight up punk.
Punk.
To help your hunger, Ronnie, GF Guthrie had barbecue burnt ends and sourdough toast this evening. Mm-hmm. I had pizza for lunch and pizza for dinner. Thanks, Phil.
Oh, rough day for Phil.
It's not over with yet, Phil.
Oh, so bad.
He sponsored breakfast and lunch.
We got here
dinner.
We got here at 12 today to work on some stuff up here. And I noticed Chris's truck was out here and Phil's wasn't. And Sarah goes, so... They went to lunch. Phil drove. I said, "Yes, that's routine."
He's my driver.
Well, I was your banker today too. Yeah. Yeah, rough day for Phil.
You tried.
Did you call or get called?
He called me.
I called.
Oh,
well, I didn't have a choice.
You had a choice.
I had none of it, and I had one pair, and they were two.
It's called a bluff, Phil.
Couldn't have bluffed this. The number was too big to bluff.
I think. You could have gone another. I think you'd have got called either way.
I would have.
But you at least put it. At least put it on him and not on me.
You can't let him win over you.
I had a rough day. Chapel. I have to buy Chapel breakfast. He cheated.
Didn't sound like it.
Well, he did. He cheated. And then I had to buy everybody lunch.
Whose idea was it to play the game?
That was Chapel's.
That's Cap.
Chapel wanted to play. He baited me. I got bullied into it. Chapel's a bully.
How come you guys just don't do what we did that one time down the street where, you know, you play and then...
That wasn't as much fun.
No?
No.
You'd rather pay for the whole thing instead of just one person?
I'd rather have somebody pay for the whole thing. I'd rather not be me.
Cousin Nate says, Kingston wanted Mexican food tonight.
Well, maybe Kingston. Be here before you know it. Maybe Kingston. I'm starving. Somebody bring me some food. Not picky.
Private text, my beautiful wife. Hear you guys. Had to put the TV on 15 to hear us. It's normally at 8. The music or anything else Chris plays will probably break my eardrums. Did somebody touch the controller today?
Music's been consistent. The audio level is the same spot?
Calling my wife a liar.
Sounds like you need to go buy a new TV, Phil.
Yeah. She's probably right. I realized the other day, we got a TV in the garage, like a 60-some-inch TV that I forgot we had out there.
Did you get that garage cleaned up, by the way?
A good part of it, yeah.
Oh, good. So
yeah, good part of it.
Come by.
Good part of it.
Good. Yep.
All right. Well,
Chris, you want to come over Saturday and help me do some carpentry?
I'll be in Oklahoma City all day.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I don't get invited to do those things.
Phil, you want to go? Okay. Thanks, Phil. Sometimes a girl just wants to be asked on a date, is what Phil says.
Sometimes a girl just wants to be asked on a date. That means she wants to go out on a date. She just wants to be asked on a date.
Yeah, Ronnie and I will be at the Bricktown Ballpark. We'll be calling and producing the class, and Connor Phillips. Please, Connor Phillips, make good.
If he gets some grades, don't get them grades up. He won't be there.
I had a brief talk. I think he's gonna be good. But anyway, Connor, Ronnie, and myself will have the call of the Class A state championship and the Class B state championship baseball games. Yes, there's baseball played.
Good baseball, too.
Football.
Good baseball.
The teams who don't play football play baseball.
Who's in the finals?
Nobody. Nobody yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Starts tomorrow.
Who are the favorites going into this, would you say?
Well, you know, Fort Cobb Broxton will be a favorite to be there. I'm kind of hoping Okarchi.
Josh Summerall.
Court Summerall, he was on my state championship basketball team, rooting for him.
Is Court a freshman this year?
Eighth grader.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be there next year. And Easton Roby, classmate Chris Roby of mine, his son is a sophomore, I believe. Really, really good player. He's playing on some big level baseball.
Okay.
And so.
Now, there's Dell and any of those teams?
Dell and Silo. Yeah.
Silo. Yeah.
Dell and Silo.
The favorite is going to be Oakdale. They're Oakdale. Really, really good. They beat those teams all year long.
They're really, really good.
My first ever state championship game I ever called was in 2006, and it was Dell versus Oakdale.
Yeah, Oakdale plays changed. Preston. Oakdale's is probably the favorite in Class A, in my opinion, because they'll play Dell or Silo in the second round. So that's going to be a big time game in the second round at Memorial on Friday.
Let's see here. Cody says, did you get the graphics today? I believe I saw it. I have not looked at it yet, but I'm sure they're there. Brittany says, not guilty. I did not touch any buttons today. Brittany was in the studio today, First Lady of Cedar Valley, First Lady of Second Banana Media. Stole a shirt. Right in front of us, too.
Yeah, blatant.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was packing heat, she told us.
Oh.
But I was able to visit with Brittany and Blake Shipman, and we talked about Midwest Lip Fest, which is Saturday, October 14th. That is now on our YouTube page and also on our website, segmentoutofmedia.com. It is there. Hopefully you can go watch that and check that out, as well as all the other podcasts. I didn't get last week's on there yet. I need to get those on there. But Brittany's Chamber Vibes podcast, last one was with the Huskies, Brooke and Aaron and Brooke Husky, and that is on the website as well. So check those out. Really good views. So appreciate everyone doing that.
What are the chances that Bricktown gives us any kind of refreshments?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't even get ice cubes.
Figure that.
Yeah. It's no longer Dodger baseball there, so they're checked out.
Yeah.
Brett says, heads, Mom C. Connor has a bad grade, too. So, okay, so Connor Ace, good student.
What's a bad grade?
Okay. Low C.
You're eligible with C's.
C's get degrees?
Well, at Cali County, you pay your fee, you get your B.
Phil laughed. That's funny.
That was funny. But what was your GPA in high school?
Well, he needs to be better than me.
Okay, but answer the question.
Three something.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Does that count?
I have no idea.
Did you ever get a C?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you get a C during baseball season?
Of course.
Did you get to play baseball?
Of course.
Then stop this stuff, little Connor.
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
But it sounds like it's not just Connor.
Oh, so now it's the teacher's fault.
I didn't say that.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. My sources at the junior high are telling me it's not a Connor deal. There's multiple students that have A's in other classes, but a C in math.
Yeah, the thing that's working against Connor is that this is his seventh hour class. This is the last class of the day, which is his toughest. And a lot of times
that's
kids
more time
are,
to study
are,
through
or checked other. Out through the day. They're seventh hour. They're ready to go after that. So I can see them struggling. But, you know, as a parent, get on him and try to encourage him to get up there and get those grades up.
He's still got to go to work. He's got to make a living.
He's 12, Chris.
Somebody's got to pay the rent.
Dude's banking.
Yeah.
He's got a ton of money.
He doesn't spend it.
It's not like he's getting an F.
We'll put him to work. We'll make him work hard at the baseball game.
No, we're taking our gloves. We're playing catch on the field.
What subject is it?
Math.
Math's hard.
It's not that hard. A plus B equals C. How hard is it? That's what they say.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have another. I mean, a C in math. No C's welcome in the Timmons house. So, I mean,
thank you, Brent.
There's another.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. You can't have C's. Got to have A's and B's. Well,
you guys, it's so silly.
They're kids, right?
The most successful person I know in the entire world was a solid C student. He's doing okay.
Yes, you are, buddy.
No, it wasn't me. Oh. I got a C. They threw parties at my house. But I mean, because remember, D's, you're eligible D's.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah you are.
That's right. You know, just breathe a little bit. They'll be all right.
It's about work ethic and get your kids learning how to study, because that was my biggest thing is that I didn't study.
So you believe
didn't know how to study. And when I got to college, I'm talking.
Okay, well, hurry up. Get done.
Callie, you paid your fee. You got your B. True story.
Yeah.
And then once I got to a four-year school, holy cow, I didn't know how to study. I didn't know how to do anything. I think my first semester at UCA was like a 0.6. That's how bad it was.
Did you get to play baseball?
Heck yeah.
Okay. So my point is this. So do you get more out of somebody when you're threatening them and going to take something away, or do you get more out of somebody when you put an incentive out there and encourage them?
We're about to find out.
You're starting with the wrong one.
No.
Okay, I've raised a few more kids than you.
No. We told Connor before the school started, you have to make good grades in order to work with the football games. So he had the stuff pre-made.
Still got to work.
He still got to work to get there.
But what are his grades in his other classes?
B's and A's.
Are you kidding me? I'm turning you into DHS. This is wrong. It's abuse.
Tanya.
Oh. My Tanya?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Pre-algebra is full of new concepts, and having it at the end of the day is probably pretty tough.
It is tough. I agree with that 100%.
Was that on YouTube's?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Now? Yeah. Superintendent Simpson.
Oh.
Let's strive for excellence.
Thank
Raise
you.
The bar.
Thank you, Dr. Simpson.
But you can strive with excellence without taking away something they love to do.
Well, if they live.
That's the easiest way to do it. That's so easy. It's so common. It's so basic.
If they love to do it, then they'll find a way to get the grade up.
Oh, my Lord. I wish all adults were held to the same standard they hold their kids to every day.
Uh-oh.
Boy, I tell you, our life would be a lot better off. Huh.
Well, maybe let's cousin that usually words of wisdom.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Yep. Maybe Connor needs to slip a few of those paychecks he gets to his teacher, and that C may change. Okay.
Yeah. Well, see,
I'm not against that. I'm not. That's fine.
I set cousin Nate up, and
no, it's good, logical, real world thinking.
I guarantee a teacher take a bribe or two.
Jeff Guthrie, it's too late. Better hope Dr. Sips isn't watching.
Well, Dr. Sips is not his parent.
Well, you'd like to get Connor on the superintendent's honor roll.
Yeah.
Well, if you add up all the A's, B's, and one C, still over a 3.0 GPA.
Yeah.
Well, it's I disagree totally.
Dana, so Ronnie.
Okay.
Represents his grade point average? I thought it was for the Cubs.
I don't know if he had that high of a GPA.
All right, here's Mama Phillips.
I was the fourth person to walk in my class, by the way. Phil,
who'd you walk with?
Doug Pearson. His mom's on the scoreboard. His mom's scoreboard.
Well, he had all the yellow and all the bling.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any of that. Yeah, no. I didn't have any of that.
I was on the front row with Brad Spinner. Sarah says
quite a few C's.
It's worked so far. He came home and said, I took my time on my work and double-checked.
Good.
Came home today and I said I got 100 on the homework.
That's my boy right there. Proud of him. Good job, buddy.
I thought it was maybe
It's the motivational text that we received from Uncle Phil and Uncle Chris.
I think that's a big part of it.
That's fine. I mean, kids don't listen to their parents.
We told him that we loved him, and he's a smart young man, and just keep working hard.
He needs that, yes.
You'll be okay. All that stuff?
Yeah.
No, we're going to take away everything you love if you don't raise that
I told Connor, I go, hey, we're working on your...
Silly.
Connor, we're working on your new graphics.
Yep.
They're looking really good because he's gonna be controlling.
Yep. He's controlling those graphics, the new graphics.
And is everything going okay at school? I hear we got some. We need a good positive week of school. He's got it.
All you hard butt parents out there, I'm reading all these comments. I'd like to see y'all's GPAs in high school. Man.
Get a drink of water, Phil. Okay. Brittany, Tanya, you're too sweet. Doc agree. We need to say adios to the sea.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Britt, now watch. Hads and Connor will be asking for cash for school.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's how the real world works.
ER.
Now, Grant says 4.0 or bust. Elgin, Wynnewood, Piedmont. That's not 4.0.
Yeah.
And picks.
I'd be great with 4.0, but 3.5 is good.
Steph, I bet he's good at math.
Better be.
Everybody's got a calculator.
You know this about your calculator, Phil? Watch this.
B-O.
Turn to side. You have your thing where you turn to side.
I don't know.
You must have it locked.
Steph says, only have to take away something they love a couple times. Then they will know what consequences and rewards. I agree with Ronnie.
Well, I know y'all do.
Man, Phil, you're
behind, Phil.
I may be behind, but I know in the real world, you start with incentives, hoping you don't have to go to consequences. You don't start with consequences and then go to incentives.
He knew straight ahead, just like in a company. You know,
I'm not backing off on this.
When you go into orientation, when you first hired on new hire training, you say, look, if you disobey or if you go against this, blah blah blah, there's a write up. First, a written warning, blah blah blah, and you go down the line. Same thing with Connor. Look, Connor, you're in junior high now. You got to work a little bit harder. We know, guess is pretty easy. But you know, in junior high, so we have to get good grades. And if you don't get grades, these are the consequences. And if you do get good grades, you get that's right. You get to do this, and we'll get to go do other stuff as well.
How many classes does he have?
There's seven. There's 7 or 8 hours.
He's got A's and B's in every class.
No, no. Class. Sarah said he has quite a few more C's. So he's got a couple more C's.
Okay, Connor, get to work. I was fighting hard when he had one C.
Yeah, no, yeah, he has a couple. Yeah,
okay.
My mom says, my boys had to make A's and B's playing sports and being in school. Or A and B's.
Is that true?
I'm saying cap on that.
That's right,
Mom.
You're right. You call my mom a liar?
No. I think she's misremembering. I know your two boys.
She had a birthday yesterday.
Sure did. Happy birthday.
What is your mom? 43, 44?
45. Oh, wait. No, I'm 45.
Oh, never mind.
Dr. Simpson, good job, Connor. Ignore the static and focus.
Thank you.
Dallas, my GPA was so good I got to join the Army right out of high school. Connor's gonna be thrilled with the new graphics. Yeah, I think he's seen those.
Yep, Let's see here.
Sarah says he is capable and very smart.
He needs
to apply himself.
He is. It's anything he does. He's so smart at anything he does.
I know. Trust me.
That's why we said you two, please reach out to him because kids don't listen to their parents. They listen.
We don't have a backup plan.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We got other issues here. Well,
then
Guthrie McGinnis is a huge game. Boys.
Better get him
you
going.
Better get to work.
You know what?
I do 5 jobs, Phil. I do lots. While you're over there checking your phone and not paying attention to the game.
Add them all up. You work 28 hours a week.
I'm going to need the math teacher. I'm going to need the math teacher's number. Dr. Sis, I'm going to need her phone number.
That's exactly right.
We need a producer. All right. Brittany. Okay, who wants to tutor Hadley? I'll create a sign up.
Tanya will.
Brittany, Sarah agree. Hadley too. She has to learn some responsibility this year. Sarah says 7. What's 7?
I don't know.
7 classes. 7 hours.
Classes. 7 classes. There you go.
7 classes. All right.
Connor's a smart young man, as is Hads. They'll both be fine.
I agree. I think they'll be fine.
They'll both be fine.
Through football season.
I mean, again, he had a couple of late assignments too, and that's the bigger one.
You got to turn your stuff.
You like anything in life, you don't have to be the most athletic and anything. You can't control a lot of stuff, but one thing you can control is turn stuff in on
time.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. So let me ask you this, because Connor is not a C student; he is better than a C student. I agree with all that. But let's say in a certain subject, a C is his absolute or her absolute best.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all okay with that?
I mean, if as long as a parent.
The effort's there. They're turning everything in on time. Yeah. They're doing everything they can.
And again, as long as us parents are there helping them, and they just, and sometimes it takes more than a year to figure something out.
Sure,
okay?
it does. It
takes a while for it absolutely
and
clicks.
Junior high is a tough.
Junior high is tough.
You're
everything.
You're a new person. You have seven different classes. Finally, you're trying to figure out who the hell you are.
Who are your buddies?
Who you need to hang out with? Who you don't need to hang out with?
It's terrible.
It's
tough. Do you watch inside, outside?
Yeah, it's tough to see. Yeah, it's tough.
Do you throw the first punch? Do you not? I mean, there's a lot to figure out. Oh, no?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Never mind.
Do you sneak them?
I think if a kid's doing the best they can, they're turning their work. And because sometimes there are things in life people just
don't do it.
Just aren't as good at.
Just can't do it, yeah.
And if a C is the best you can get, a C is the best you can get.
Yeah. Again, as long as parents were doing everything in our power to try to make them understand, but again, sometimes they just can't get it. And if C is a C, then all right.
I mean, it is what it is.
Maybe he'll figure it out next year or next semester.
My finger hurts.
Fun finger? Which one?
Fun finger.
What? From moving furniture.
No. Chris is a shooter. He likes to shoot.
Yeah.
Fun finger.
Trigger finger. No, moving furniture.
Yeah. What were you talking about? What was I talking about? You chuckled? What were you chuckling
about? I wasn't chuckling.
Oh,
I was.
Okay. Yeah.
My finger. Or, fingers or. moved furniture today.
Oh, you did?
You moved a piece of furniture about 50 feet.
Yeah, he picked a chair up. I got a picture.
That doesn't really count.
I moved multiple.
Well, you bailed out on those stairs with me. You left the heaviest piece of furniture. The second we started going up those stairs, you bailed on me.
No, I carried.
You bailed on me.
Yeah, who grabbed it?
Nobody. It was me.
Oh, the first one?
No, that's the heaviest one.
Oh, the heaviest one.
Well, there was no room for me.
Oh, no room.
Room for me.
There was room for two up front, but not for me.
Me and Lance. I mean, Lance had room.
I literally looked, and there was very little room for me.
Terrible.
Friends.
I said immediately, you bet. I'll come help. Didn't I?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well,
Stephen is here. What happened?
Stephen sent us something.
So we're not getting our Facebook comments. I don't think we're getting them. We have.
That's no good.
No, it's not. Let's see here. Blue Jay Talk says, come on, Phil is so strong he doesn't need help.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what Chris did all day moving. Put that up there on the old screen. That was Chris moving today. He'd be the one down there at the bottom.
There's Chris right there.
Watching everybody else move.
If you guys fall, who's catching you?
We don't need anybody to
catch us.
You're
welcome.
Oh, yeah. Chris, just for the... Yeah, you don't like moving things.
See, look at that. I'm moving.
That's the lightest piece of furniture in the whole place.
Why didn't you carry it by yourself then?
I could have.
I bet I could have, too.
Huh.
John Pagona says, you chickens coming to Guthrie Haunts? Free tickets for you three girls.
Ooh, I'm down.
I'm in.
Have you ever?
I've never been.
My kid helped John out a few years back, and so I had to wait in the parking lot.
Would John let us shoot video while we went through? You got a GoPro, right?
Yeah, I do. What about it?
I hear they have professional actors.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, yeah. It's big time. I'd love to go do that.
They're on the news, cat radio. I mean.
I heard your ad.
On the governor's son's favorite destinations.
Yeah.
What?
He loves Guthrie Haunts.
Yeah. He loves Guthrie Haunts.
He does, yes.
He likes to hunt. Evidently likes to have a cold beer once in a while.
A good time.
Likes to have a good time.
He's just like me, likes a lot of guns.
Yeah.
A lot of guns.
Yeah.
John, is that the promotion you're looking for?
the governor will be in town tomorrow, right?
Yeah. He'll be here tomorrow
Maybe
morning.
Bring us the haunts?
No.
Museum. Oh, he's never been there. He didn't go there that night either.
No.
No, you have to.
Send somebody else.
His boys took care of that.
I do like the parent portal.
Man, that's a year ago.
That's a good thing to have. I do like that parent portal. As a matter of fact, I logged in now, and whenever the grades are updated, they come straight in.
But okay.
Trust me, Sam gets every detail.
I get it's awesome. Thank God we didn't have that when I was a kid, but I'm glad to have it as a parent.
I like the idea of a of going to Guthrie Haunts with GoPro. Yeah. John says we can. We ought to do that.
Yeah, he says. Yeah, he said. Yeah,
the GoPro's okay.
John says.
Is he on Facebook?
Okay, GoPro.
Okay, yeah. Ask John when he wants to come out.
Well, I mean, we got.
I mean, we got. Yeah.
Well, John's kind enough to allow us to come out there.
Okay, we're going to go Friday evening.
We have a football game, Ronnie.
That's my point. We just can't say just when he wants to come out.
So now you're mocking me.
No, I'm just making a point that you're...
Could have just said, well, we can't go Friday. We have a game.
We can't go Saturday because we're working all day.
Is it open Sunday?
We got church on Sunday. You don't
Sunday night?
You don't do Halloween stuff on church.
There is church on Sunday night, Phil.
You don't go to church on Sunday night?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Life church. Jesus. Jesus with me every day.
Every day. Yeah, you did it well. John Pagano says, hey, I love John Stitt. Well, yeah, you got mentioned Guthrie Haunts 25 times there for the during the news cycle there.
Awesome.
I bet so. Oh, boy, we got a lot of comments. Let's get to these here real quick. Okay, so we're still talking C's, Ashley, go Lady Jays. Regional tomorrow. Hopefully, they didn't get too much rain on the softball field. We needed all the rain, but hopefully, it's difficult when their most challenging classes are at the end of the day, mm-hmm. especially the athletes and other kids in activities who have to leave early for games and such.
Yep.
That's true.
For productions.
But he hasn't. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
We've done that twice already.
We're good. And there's Dr. Simpson, the keys, the parent portal. Yeah, boy. Sam loves the parent portal.
It's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
I would have hated a parent portal.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, sometimes the teachers don't put the grades in.
You could turn a D to a B pretty zero. Quick back in the 80s.
Yeah.
An F, what does an F turn into real nice? An A.
Yeah.
My parents thought I was a Rhodes Scholar.
It doesn't work anymore. You can't even think about doing
that. Down slips.
Did you ever get caught?
Oh, repeatedly. It was terrible.
Terrible cheater.
It was terrible. Oh.
So Dana says, Phil?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Are you saying Chris's effort to move furniture was a C?
No.
There's D minus.
Solid D minus.
Yeah. How's that? No. I helped.
One thing.
Me and Brittany moved one thing into off the trailer there.
Did he carry one of the chairs up?
No, I didn't carry the chairs. Brittany and I carried one thing. And then I carried one thing up the stairs, and then I moved a couple things in the hallway.
You got injured too, right?
Got a D.
And your heel and your ankle?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. That one hurts.
Back to a D.
Yeah.
D.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's one of the bruises right there on the ball. What's that ball thing on your ankle?
Yeah.
That thing. Over here, Phil. I don't know what it's called. It's
thought he was bragging.
What's that?
Ankle bone?
Ankle bone.
Right there in the...
Yeah.
Knob. What's the knob right there?
Why is it all knotted up?
That's from moving furniture.
Oh, your other ankle looks just like that. Oh, we got a problem. Okay, Chris needs medical attention.
Told you.
Brittany said she carried two things.
Yes. And I was with Brittany and I did most of it.
How many things did Phil carry? All of it.
With me.
And Lance. With Ronnie. And Lance.
Yep. Lance, you the real MVP.
Lance
stepped up.
Lance got an A.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Lance an A.
A minus.
Jeff Guthrie, school's tough. Kids need all the help they can get.
Try.
Yep. Brittany says, agree, Doc. Heads, knows I see it all. All parents do. GoPro. Cousin Nate says, y'all, we're talking about the Guthrie Haunts. Yeah. Cousin Nate says, y'all should wear a GoPro while walking through it.
I want to do it. And John said it was okay.
Yeah.
Chris is in the front.
Would it come out at all? Or will it be too dark? The GoPro.
If you get a good GoPro.
The night vision one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have an 8.
I'll order a night vision GoPro.
They have night vision GoPros? You can
get three of them then?
They surely do, don't they?
I don't know.
No, we just put Chris in front of us. That's all we care about seeing. Yeah. But he's the star of the show.
Let him go first, and then I'll wear it behind him just so we can actually see his reaction, maybe.
Where am I going to be?
Behind me.
So what do you do when you get...
Am I last?
Okay, you can go first.
No, I want him to go first.
Okay, go second, then.
No, I'll go last.
So what do you do when you get scared? Like, if someone jumps at you...
No, I've heard that this is, like really scary stuff. Right? Like that. That's exactly right, though. That is. I've seen some pictures they posted... The faces are hilarious. Oh, so good. So good.
Steph says, that's funny, Governor's son. Cody Knox says Guthrie Hunts is open Friday and Saturday. I bet John knows the hours. Thank you. Right on cue. Open Tuesday, October 31st.
That's Halloween.
Ooh, that might be a little bit more ramped up.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Halloween.
That'd be a good one.
Halloween. I can imagine how busy they are that night.
Why don't I have a little ease into it?
Steph says, Guthrie Haunts is amazing. One of the best I've been to, and I've been all over the U.S. in as traveling nurse. Nursing, very impressed with Guthrie Haunts. Yeah, no, this is...
No,
yeah,
it's big time.
It's big time.
No, yeah. It's big time.
It is big time. I used to eat lunch and dinner out there when I was a little kid. Now it's a haunted house.
That's a restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Which restaurant?
TC's, I think.
What kind of food? Like Homestyle?
Homestyle, yeah. Yep.
Remember when Ronda set that field on fire?
I do. Get a truck. Let's get out of here.
Dad goes, everybody in the truck, we got to go.
Where did they go? Fire truck's coming out.
Coming out this way.
Is there a statute of limitations on arson?
Like, where are they going?
Is there a statute of limitations on arson?
It's 4th of July.
You might have just ratted out Ronda.
Ronda's
Ronda's balling at this point.
How old was Ronda?
Get arrested?
How old was Ronda?
7. No, yeah. 6, 7.
Yeah. Oh, you talk your way out.
Yeah. She just pointed a sucker right in the field. That field lit up. Dad goes, in the truck. We take off. Fire truck comes running in. Ronda is just balling.
So how old were you, Chris?
He's a teenager, probably.
14?
13, 12?
I was 12, 13.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere in that range. It's,
so you and Rhonda, the age difference is
a year?
A year?
Me and Rhonda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 10 months.
Yeah.
No, 13 months. Oh, 10 months. I don't know.
Blue Jays, Harvey Steakhouse. Was it also TC's? Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
I think it was. I know TC's was out there. I think it was TC's. Help me out, Guthrie folks. GF Guthrie says, live stream Guthrie Haunt while eating a hot chip.
Hot chips never happening again. People died eating those chips.
Just one person. Don't change the laws for just one incident.
Okay, so now this, Tanya says.
I don't know, okay, we do, but we shouldn't.
I saw someone else say pivot, but Chris in the back said, did I say pivot?
Yeah, no. No, the pivot is a reference to Friends. When Ross and Chandler were moving a piece of furniture, and Ross kept going, pivot! As loud as he could.
I think I kind of remember
that.
Yeah,
great episode. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks episode. For that. Britt says, we survived the haunts on Saturday night and had a blast. It's very well done in a creepy sort of way, of course. Of course, Brittany doesn't like the scariness and all that.
She doesn't?
But she did it.
Blue Jay Talk on Facebook said, score predictions from the game this Friday. Go back and watch High School Huddle. They're all there.
Well, we can't just tell them now.
We need a view. Get views. That way.
Yeah, go back there.
Maybe we can share at the end.
Yeah.
A lot of people on this stream don't like any of the sports.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll give a prediction on the Blue Jay game this.
And Red River Rivalry.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Texas OU.
Red River Rivalry.
Red River Rivalry.
Steph, thank you. Lateral outside, metal inside, malices are the ankle bones.
I don't think you got that right.
You quit.
Lateral quit is the outside. Medial is
go.
The inside.
There you go.
And malleolus are the ankle bones.
Okay.
What are you going with?
I don't know any of this stuff.
Okay. All right.
I got an ankle.
Oh, I did have an
so
ankle.
So Ashley thinks it was the Harvey House. Okay. I've heard about the Harvey.
Everybody's saying TC's Missy's.
Yes, TC's Missy's. That's right.
That's what Uncle Bobby said. Uncle Bobby and Ashley said that.
Yes.
Okay.
What's that? Uncle Bobby and Ashley said that. Is that TC's was that Missy's?
Okay.
Thank you.
Not if it could happen or not, but if you could have one restaurant come to Guthrie, knowing that many of them would never come here.
Chick-fil-A.
You'd do Chick-fil-A. Okay. You can't set your eyes any higher than that.
Well, it's God's food.
Okay.
And thank you, Uncle Bobby.
What would you do? One restaurant could come to Guthrie. What would you want?
Okay.
Chubb's Barbecue.
I want to say McAllister's Deli.
Yeah?
Oh, goodness.
But if it comes here and I go there all the time, then I don't want it as
you
much.
You go there all the time now.
You do go there all the time now. Twice a week at least.
Usually twice. One for sure, sometimes twice. Yeah. Sometimes three.
McAllister's really good.
Yeah.
So you got me hooked on McAllister's.
I love their French dip.
Yeah.
I get the...
But if it comes here and I go there all the time, then it's not... It doesn't have that.
What's that sandwich called with the horseradish on it? And it's beef. Is it roast beef with horseradish and some kind of cheese? I think It's delicious. And I really like their Reuben? Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah, I like that too.
They got great spuds, got great ham and cheese. They got good salads. Good salads.
Yeah. Yes.
Sweet tea. They have free sweet tea day.
You know what? I might be a McAllister Road too.
Yeah, Cousin Nate says a third Sonic.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that Cousin Nate loves Sonic.
I'm sure. Cody Knox says Cane's.
No, Cane's ain't. Cane's is just plain chicken. There's not a whole lot of flavor to it. Mine the actually. Sauce makes it fantastic, yeah. But the chicken itself is just, I don't think there's a whole lot of flavor to
it. If I could have one, you know what it'd be, honestly? And I'm going to just do, like, big chain or, you know, people know. I'd probably do, like, an Olive Garden.
Wouldn't work here.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of these wouldn't work.
No.
McAllister's would work.
McAllister's would work here.
See, Olive Garden, that was the fancy restaurant going to growing up. If we went out, mom, dad said, hey, get dressed, we're going out. I mean, if we went to Olive Garden, that was big time. And now I go to Olive Garden now, and it's just like, yeah.
It's good food. It's not great, but it's good food. But, you know, you get a bottle of wine. Did you know you can put it in a plastic container and take it with you if you didn't drink all of it?
Well, why wouldn't you drink all of it?
Well, your tummy's full.
I think
for the breadsticks.
I think you can do that a lot of places now, like the Mexican restaurant.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. I think it was a COVID thing that came up after with the COVID deal.
Whataburger's overrated.
Whataburger's so overrated.
Yeah. Completely overrated.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's not bad, but it's just overrated.
When we moved back from Ohio, again, everybody was on this Whataburger thing on TikTok, Twitters, and all that stuff.
White Castle.
And I get back and I take the boys to Whataburger. Meh. The only good thing about it was the spicy ketchup.
How about In-N-Out Burger?
Well, that's what Dr. In-N-Out's Simpson, good. When we went to California, you guys saw In-N-Out Burger.
It's like a Wendy's burger.
Yeah.
It's like
It
was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, but I would rather have In-N-Out than Whataburger.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, they're
same. I like Wendy's a lot. The squared. Ooh,
Wendy, squared. Yeah, Wendy's is good.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new one right down the road.
Oh, I know.
You've been there?
Oh, Frosties.
I haven't been there yet.
Do they still have the strawberry Frosties?
Don't care. You get the chocolate.
You get the chocolate, yeah.
That's, you can't.
You know, Wendy's has the square burgers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
You know, most of them have round
burgers. Why is it square?
They don't cut corners at Wendy's.
Set it up, hit it out. That's good.
Yeah, and I like In-N-Out. In-N-Out's pretty good.
Ashley says Panera, but my kids will say Chick-fil-A. Panera, ain't that kind of expensive?
Panera?
Yeah, it is now.
Oh, it's good food, though. It's good soups, good sandwiches.
They had a good barbecue salad I used to get all the time.
Panera really is the bagels.
Yeah.
Aren't they big bagel?
Yeah.
Bagels, breads, yeah.
My beautiful wife pointed out the In-N-Out Burger has the best fries.
They got good fries.
Oh, you're making her wait too long. Thank you.
I'm just going in order.
Best fries. They do have good fries.
And the best thing about a Chick-fil-A, you're in and out within a few minutes.
I went to Chick-fil-A.
That's true.
Confession time. Last week?
Jeff Guthrie says Whataburger.
I want
Brandy says Whataburger. Yes to Olive Garden. She loves me some OG, original gangster.
No.
Oh, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, yeah.
My bad. Jackie votes for Olive Garden. I would vote for Bucky's.
I would.
Cousin Nate says that.
Yeah, Bucky's is good.
Bucky's is good.
Well, I thought
they have everything.
We were in the running for a little bit for Bucky's.
Were we really?
Just close, yeah.
What happened? We're at. Who caused that to not be here? Name names.
Dr. Simpson bought all the land over there.
Name names.
No, we were.
How close?
To
Guthrie.
Considered. Very close to Guthrie.
Name names. Who set this down?
I ain't naming names.
Oh, coward.
Steph says, you guys ever tried Five Guys? Yes. It's a funny story. I got a loan out to pay for it.
$35 for a cheeseburger.
Yes.
That's not what he meant, but okay, go ahead.
Oh. I was talking about how I've been to Five Guys take me a loan to pay for it.
It was good.
So was that expensive?
It was good. Yeah, it's expensive.
What's your favorite fast food tacos?
Fast food tacos.
Yeah. Taco Tico, not even close.
Josh Seabolt says West Street Burgers.
He's brought that up before.
Never heard of them.
I don't think I've ever heard of it either.
Yeah, I have.
It's amazing.
Taco Tico, two left?
They're so good.
Only thing I remember is in my college days, after a long night of hanging out with my friends and, you know, Jack in the Box fried tacos. So good.
Long nights of Monopoly. Well,
yeah, yeah.
Josh Seabolt says Kansas. So those are
Kansas. The Garage is good.
Oh, yeah. All over
Kansas.
Yeah, the Garage is good. I like the
Garage. Garage is good.
Yeah,
yes.
I like the Garage.
Garage got good burgers. Yeah.
They do got a burger.
The Wedge Pizzeria. There's a lot of good places out there.
I don't know.
You know what I was craving today?
Jeff Guthrie said Taco Cabana.
Ooh, Taco Cabana's good.
Man, I remember tacos.
Never had that. Never heard of that.
I remember tacos were like 35 cents.
Oh, yeah. What's that? There was this place in Topeka that Sarah always used to take me to.
Topeka?
Yeah. It just, oh, gosh.
Fast food Mexican?
No, it wasn't fast food. You sit in, and you go in, and you would, like, order in this line, and then they would call your number or whatever, and they give you chips and salsa, and, you, like, the salsa would come, like, in a bottle, and it was really good. Maybe Taco Villa. Topeka. Villa. Yeah, Taco Villa in Topeka was really, really good. Mm. That was a really good place.
Steph says Tina called those mystery meat tacos at Jack's.
No doubt.
Sebo likes Chicken Express.
I've never had it.
I haven't had that in a while.
I've had a few times. It's always an option when we're leaving Dunkin' because there's 85 restaurants. Well,
nothing was an option this year.
Chris drove by all of them.
I wasn't driving.
Well, it was your decision maker.
We literally drove by, and then we ate crappy convenience store food outside of Norman.
It was awful.
Or Oklahoma City.
It was terrible. That was a bad night.
We drove through Chickasha, too. Couldn't find anything.
With the three restaurants. Bunch of damn dirty liars.
Hold on. Yeah, they're hours.
Can we
off.
Leave early just to have dinner somewhere before the game instead of waiting until after? Is that possible? Maybe this week or maybe against Lawton to leave earlier so we can have dinner before?
You obviously don't know what time we're leaving this week, do you?
What time are we leaving this week?
Chris?
Early. We got to get there because
before the crowd.
We have to set up
in the visitor stands.
In the stands this week.
Because McGinnis has the worst press box in the state of Oklahoma.
And we have to get all this set up before they let the general public in.
Yeah, common people.
Well, you guys might be on your own. I got jobs to do Friday. I might have to find a ride down there.
Well, you got a car. Just drive down.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You ride with Pruitt and Kel.
Yeah, Pruitt and Kel. They're leaving about 4:30.
Hopefully I'm done by then. Yeah, I should be done by then.
You're going to have to go a little faster.
Well, maybe we can have dinner before a game once.
Where was that place?
Don't go to Applebee's after 10 o'clock, Dr. Simpson. That place. Remember Applebee's after the game?
Was that Duncan? Did.
God, that was terrible. No, I don't think it was Duncan.
Where was that?
Nate says the Piedmont Bella Taco.
Or Western Heights. It was Western Heights.
Western Heights.
Awful. Yeah. Awful. Service was terrible. Yeah. The food was terrible.
Let me tell you, it was not Piedmont.
There's nothing
Piedmont. Yeah.
Way better than Cane's, Seabolt says.
Well, none of them are Popeye's.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Josh. Yep.
KFC's the best fast food chicken.
I had KFC last KFC's week. Good.
Well, no. Without me?
Yeah. Chick-fil-A's better.
Why were you not with me and Lance? It was after a baseball game.
You couldn't have brought some home to little buddy?
It was late.
How late?
Phil, you've been going to bed lately because you haven't replied to any of our texts the past couple days after 9 o'clock.
Oh, I've been so tired.
It was it was about 10 o'clock because I was nervous because the website, the phone, the Google said they closed at 10:30, and I pull up there, and every light's out on the outside.
Just like in Chickasha and Dunkin', right?
But they were open.
Oh.
So, three-piece chicken, original. So good.
Oh, original chicken. KFC is the best chicken. It is.
The skin.
Yeah.
Popeyes, I like their chicken, but it's all about the sides at Popeyes. They have incredible
better sides. I'm not a big fan of the chicken at Popeyes.
The chicken's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
It's okay, but the sides are amazing.
Sides are great. That Cajun mashed potatoes.
So red beans and rice is on point. Yeah. Biscuits are good.
T-Fresh says upper crust pizza is fantastic.
Where's that at?
Right across from Bishop McGinnis.
Is he going to bring us some Friday?
Well, I can tell you, every time I go to McGinnis, especially baseball, I think you went with us. I always go to the Hideaway.
Hideaway's fine. I like
when we go to McGinnis, it's usually we go to Hideaway, right?
You know my favorite
across
thing
from the softball field.
My favorite thing to get at Hideaway is fried mushrooms. Great fried mushrooms.
Those are good. They have good mozzarella sticks, too.
Yeah.
Really good mozzarella sticks.
Pizza's good.
Now this is starting to make sense. Tanya says Popeyes is the best.
Well, what is...
That makes sense.
Well, but what else?
White Jesus says Popeye wins every time.
Yeah.
Popeye's.
One thing we disagree on.
Yeah.
Pastor.
You can't disagree with him.
Yes, I can. He says I can. Well, he's not telling you. He says it all the time in church. He goes, don't be like me. He says it all the time in church.
That doesn't mean don't agree with me. He says don't be like me.
Well, I'm disagreeing with him.
That's not a good idea.
Larry. Larry has a good question here for you, Phil.
Okay.
He's talking about our broadcast.
Yep.
Our Friday night broadcast. Friday night this week, and then three games in a row, there are Thursday night games. But Larry says, are you guys jacked up after the game, or are you ready for bed?
Depends on the game.
Yep.
I mean, the game sets the tone for that whole thing. If it's there's been nights where where we've gotten home well after 1 a.m. and we're all talking like a bunch of junior high kids rolling in to unload because we're still just up.
Yeah.
And then there's been games where – what's wrong?
Seabolt says Hideaway closed down by Bishop McGinnis,
wow.
I think.
Wow. That's crazy.
We'll
find that out.
We'll find that out here in
but
just
then there's other
second.
Games where you just – you're ready to go to bed at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just wiped out. So it just depends. But I'd say for the most part we're up, you know, wouldn't you?
Well, you're asleep by the time we get on the road.
Well, that's not
he's
necessary.
He's been pretty good lately.
That's not necessary.
He's been good staying up lately.
Who almost got us in a fight this year on a road game?
Nobody. Right Nobody.
You're an idiot the way you were driving.
I was not an idiot.
Okay, T-Fred says, not true. Hideaway is open.
Oh.
Thank you, T-Fred. T-Fred, I was about to text you. I didn't know if you were still watching.
Seabolt's trying to spread rumors.
Oh, great. Now you're calling. Ronnie. Okay.
No, he was.
He's trying to get you flushed. Is what
he
he's trying
said,
to do.
I think.
You called out Josh.
It was my pastor.
He's a great supporter of the
he
program.
He said maybe it was one in Nichols Hills.
Oh yeah, nothing makes it Nichols Hills.
But for me, I'm usually up late because a little bit about the game, like this last week against Guthrie Piedmont broadcasting, I thought it felt like a really good broadcast.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And so I watched the first half all the way through halftime to see how we produced the cheerleaders and the band and the state championship team and the wrestling team. It was a jam packed halftime, and so I watched the entire half.
And you were very happy.
Very, very, very happy with everybody on the broadcast. And then after that,
me too.
After that, I went and caught up on all the scores from around the state of Oklahoma.
That's what I catch myself.
For the high school huddle for information. And so I probably went to bed. It was a home game, too. We stayed at the stadium and watched a little bit the finish of the El Reno Noble game. So we pulled out about 11 o'clock. And then I didn't go to bed till 2 o'clock. So,
ooh,
yeah,
I was up late.
I was up late that night too.
But that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Cousin Nate, back to food. We had KFC on Sunday. Used the leftovers to make chicken pot
genius.
Pie.
Pure what? Genius.
Hey, what's
chicken
all this?
Pot pie? Is,
I love chicken pot pie, dude.
What's with all
you
don't
this? Like vegetables though?
No, beef pot pie is better.
No, chicken.
See, like beef. Put the carrots and peas.
Oh, so good. I love a good chicken pot pie.
Why is my family by choice, everybody going to KFC and not bringing me any chicken?
I haven't had KFC in years. I would love to have some KFC.
Can you bring me chicken next time you go?
It was late.
I don't care. Put it in the fridge. I'll eat it next
time. Let's go before the game. Or after the game.
Oh, I'd eat some KFC this week.
Dr. Mike says, one of the best father moments I've had was introducing Colin to Popeyes.
I bet he loved it.
Yeah, it's real stuff, man. Popeyes is real.
What do you get, like a biscuit every time? What?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what they do?
Well, you get two sides.
Isn't it spicy?
It can be. Yeah.
You can do the Cajun if you want.
Cajun, I always prefer Cajun.
But it's just, man, it's just, I'd say overall, considering all sides and everything, Popeyes is my go-to. I like the baked beans at KFC. Their mashed potatoes let me down. I'm not a big fan of the mashed potatoes
and gravy at KFC are awful.
It's the same recipe for it. It used to be really, really good. And I had mashed potatoes. Yeah. That was
They're not any good.
And I love their coleslaw there.
Well, they're quick. I should have got. They're not real mashed potatoes. They're not.
They're too crispy.
Yeah, they're not good.
The mac and cheese is nice and creamy, but there's not a whole lot of flavor. You got to add some salt and pepper
to
it.
Love their coleslaw. Oh, no. Mine on coleslaw, baked bean, four-piece, original chicken at KFC.
Whatever you got, and I want all thighs original.
I think I had two thighs and a leg.
Yeah, that's perfect.
My first bite, skin.
Oh yeah.
When I get to my last thigh, peel the skin off, put it to the side.
That's dessert.
Eat the chicken.
That's dessert.
I'm licking my lips right now. So good.
So good. Can we go to KFC after the show?
I'm in.
They close at 10:30.
Better wrap it up.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Push the button. We got about 20 minutes left of the show, so we got to see here. So just to confirm, T-Fred says the one in Nichols Seals talking about Hideaway Pizza closed, and they got moved to the one on Western and 50th across from McGinnis. Had me nervous there for a second. That's usually my baseball.
Oh, boy. That's my boy.
Seabolt says I'll buy. Oh, wait.
We'll pick you up.
Tonight?
Man, dude, I'm so down to go to KFC right now. I'm literally craving KFC right now.
Meet us at the studio. Oh, he lives in Edmond.
Oh, Josh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no wonder. I mean, he can...
Well,
be
Josh, can't you bring some up to the studio?
Just bring it all the way down.
Kerry says, carb overload at KFC. Roll corn in the cob and mashed potatoes.
Oh. Man, mashed potatoes, I'm out.
If you got good mashed potatoes, like good, like grandma makes it, mom makes it, my wife makes it,
Sarah,
good mashed potatoes with good cream gravy, and you have good corn, you mix all that corn right in the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Corn has got to go
nothing
in.
Better.
I
that
love
is so good. Corn. Oh, that's so good.
Nice, sweet, buttery corn on top of your mashed potatoes. This can't be beat.
You put the corn in your mashed potatoes.
I could.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
I'll go the same place anyway.
So, oh, boy.
Josh, yeah, corn today, corn tomorrow. Josh says, Phil just judged me, right?
I did. Thanks. I found out Edmund. Yeah, it caused a little bit of a problem.
Sure did.
I'm not going to lie. Josh, I love you.
The worst thing you did.
I still love you, but choose Guthrie.
He does.
A little upset right now. Not upset. I'm disappointed.
Disappointed. Yeah, I'm disappointed. That's way worse than upset.
Yeah, yeah. Very disappointed.
That's way worse than being disappointed than upset.
My heart hurts me a little bit right now. I could see, you know, there are those people that you can never get mad at?
Right.
Josh is one of those people. Impossible for me to get mad at Josh. It's impossible.
You know, I was at a meeting, and there's guys you absolutely respect. You have...
Thanks, Chris.
But I was in a meeting, and there's one guy, and I think you'll agree with me, that even in relaxed settings that like we've had, with there's one that always goes, we don't know him. We know him well.
You're not going to tell me, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Off the air or on the air?
No, I can tell you now.
Okay.
But it's funny because we were in a meeting. It was a council or county commissioner meeting.
Oh,
and
yeah, I know who you're
saying. Yeah, Judge Corley.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's dressed in a suit. And Monty said it after Commissioner Piercy said, man, it was the first time they met. Didn't know
really?
Him.
Really?
Didn't know him, yeah. And he goes, I'm Monty Piercy. He's nice to meet you. And Monty's like, man, that guy just makes you have to ultimately respect him the minute you see him.
He can put you on death row. goes a long way.
Usually
he can sentence you to death if he wants to.
Yes.
Usually that's the jury's.
If they don't come back, he gets to decide.
He gets to decide.
Ultimately, yes. But he usually goes with the jury.
We don't have to go to death row. He can put you in prison for 20 years.
Yeah. But I know him.
No, he's a good dude.
But knowing him well,
yeah,
it's still like,
no, yeah, he's just got a presence about him.
A
presence about him. And, and the thing that when you really get to know him, you know that he's, if not the biggest wrestling fan I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
He's in the top two or three. Was a collegiate wrestler himself. Has a son-in-law that's on staff at Cornell University wrestling. I mean, this guy is, so he, not only can he put you on death row, he can whip your butt before you die.
But it's one of those like, oh, Judge Corley.
Yeah.
Judge Corley.
Yeah.
He is really nice.
Lunch is a little bit calmer whenever he's around.
Well,
what you say?
He's been with us enough now.
Yeah.
We're pretty
in the
much
beginning, maybe?
Oh, no, really? We're sitting like this. it was like going to eat at your grandma's house, right? You know?
You use napkins and everything.
Napkins on the. Had a napkin right on your lap. Make sure the forks were right.
I was in Edmond at a shopping place, and there's Judge Corley and his wife, and. He goes, hey, Chris. And so we're talking. I was like,
did you say, hey, Phil, how are you?
No, I did not. I can't do that.
No, I got a question. We're good.
I think we have a good relationship where
you do. You could.
Yeah. I think I could, but it doesn't feel right.
Do you call your old coaches coach or by the first name?
Coach.
Coach. Everyone, my old coach is still coach.
Yep.
With Chapel, I call him Chapel. Chap. Coach Crooks is coach.
Yeah.
It's just
No, I get it.
I'm extremely close with John Chapel.
Yeah. So you guys have developed. You guys have, as adults, you've developed a different relationship.
Correct. And Coach Crooks has always been coach.
Yeah.
Not Charles.
Yeah.
It's always
coach. Coaching now, we call everybody coach anyway. The AD can come over. The principal can come over.
Chapel calls me coach.
Yeah, he calls you coach. Yeah. So coaches, coaches tend to call coaches coaches.
Yeah.
We don't use first names anymore. Yeah. We say coach.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I can't.
Now, we're good friends with Judge Duhl.
Right.
And listen, we respect Judge Duhl just as much.
Absolutely, yeah.
But we call him Luke.
Yeah.
And, but I think it's that because there's so much more familiarity.
Right.
Now, we would never call him Luke in the courthouse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
But and in certain settings, it's Judge Duhl.
But yeah.
But like Dr. Simpson, you know, when it's just us, we call him Mike, you know.
Yeah,
you call him other things, but that's either here or there. It's totally inappropriate.
He's always Dr. Simpson to me.
Yeah.
Because
I don't fire me.
Please, yeah, it's your employer, but I think, you know, people that earn those, you know, you've earned that title as judge, you've earned that title as Dr. Simpson. You know, I mean, that's a respect thing.
Yeah. Right?
But I think, but they kind of, you kind of know when it's
correct.
Acceptable to do, and absolutely. They kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chapel, you call him Mr. Chapel?
Yeah, Mr. Chapel.
That's his dad.
I've always called him Jeff.
That's his dad.
So
Mr. Chapel's Jeff's dad.
Yeah, I always called Jeff Chapel. I call him Jeff.
I call him Jeffrey Wayne.
Yeah.
I call him Mr. Chapel.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you do. And he's earned that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course, he hasn't stolen from you repeatedly, but he's earned that. Jeez. Pretty sure he's committed felonies breaking into my vehicle.
What are yours?
You pressing charges? Huh?
What are yours?
Oh, misdemeanors. I keep them small dollar items. Yeah. I always take my stuff back to them. Eventually. Hmm. No, eventually.
Eventually, but not yet.
Well, no. He stole some high valuable stuff from me.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew about it.
I did.
I know you did.
Yeah. Not all of it. I didn't know about the one that he has right now.
Yeah. I didn't know about that one either. Yeah.
That's kind of your fault.
He's got hats that he stole from me when I was in high school 20 years ago.
So we established that Jeff's a damn dirty thief?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
He still has them, too.
Oh, no, I know.
And my fake ID.
Who's your favorite coach of all time?
Dion.
What? Shit.
I'm putting you on the spot here. Who's your favorite coach of all time? It's Chap, isn't it?
It was Chap.
Yeah. How about you? In high school. I'm not talking college.
Oh, Coach Young.
Coach Young?
Yep.
Okay. Did you just hit something?
Oh, my keyboard.
Okay, you scared me a little bit. I thought you were making a point.
Coach Willie Young.
Blue Jay Talk says, ever been to Jake's Rib in Chickasha?
Terrible. The worst place in the world.
Or Clicks in Pawnee.
Oh, been to Clicks.
Jake's is the worst, absolute.
Didn't we make a special trip to Clicks one time?
We were headed to a playoff game, 2014 playoff game.
Yeah, what were they supposed to be known for? That
steaks.
Was very average.
Yeah.
Very average.
Jake's is terrible.
Very average at Clicks.
Absolutely terrible.
Are Clicks still open?
I think so.
Is it?
I don't know how Jake's
still open. They had creamy horseradish sauce, though. I did appreciate that.
What game was that? We got beat in the playoffs, Elliot Curry, senior year.
Oh, yeah, we played over at, because they were passing.
Sky took?
Nope. Yeah, because they were passing the bucket for the family, tragically, had lost home, and
yeah.
I remember that.
I think it was Sky took.
Was it
Sky? No, that doesn't sound right.
Sky took. It was no, was it? It was.
I got it right here.
Now principal at the high school, his nephew was the good running back for them. What the heck?
Throckmorton?
Yeah, Throck's nephew was a good running back for them.
Oh, I got it right here. I can tell you the score. I can tell you. Let's see here.
Oh boy, here he goes.
Yep, into the database. 2014 Guthrie football, that was at Skytook.
It was Skytook.
It was in November. We lost 13-10.
Yeah, we got robbed. Absolutely jobbed on that.
Yeah, Skytook.
That was terrible. Ishins. Ooh.
Yeah, Ishins. Good. I don't get all the hype. But good.
I like it.
And you have to wait 30 minutes after they put it on the table because it's piping hot.
Ishins has good chicken, not great chicken, but I love the whole feel of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't it a bar?
It used to be more of a bar than it is now. I think they still have a bar, but I think it's more family friendly than it was.
I thought it's good, but I always say it's really good, but I haven't made the trip back, so it must be not that good.
Greg says, how about Ishins? Never heard of Ishins.
What's that? I think you meant Ishins.
The Pacific?
Oh, Ishins.
Yeah, I think
you meant or the Atlantic.
Yeah. Or India?
Josh took his entire staff to Clicks last week.
What does he say after it?
Oh. 1 hour drive.
Terrible.
What else?
Terrible.
The drive or the food, do you think?
I'd say the food.
Because if you drive an hour for food and it's terrible, it's bad luck.
I would drive over an hour for Taco Tico. I'm being dead serious. I would drive over an hour to eat at Da Vinci's in Stillwater, that Italian place.
Luckily, it's not an hour.
I would drive.
Close. Stillwater?
It's on the other side of Stillwater. It's a good drive.
Traffic.
But you would agree, great food.
That's good.
I would drive over an hour for a certain hibachi place. What else?
Would you drive an hour for some smoked barbecue wings?
From Ronnie Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
You're darn right I would. No, your brother makes the best.
They're good.
Best wings I've ever tasted in my life. You also make the best chicken thighs barbecue chicken I've ever eaten in my life.
Those are good.
Yeah. Why don't you open a food truck?
Think about it.
Man, you need to, because I'm telling you right now.
Thinking about it.
And I think if you kept the stuff like that, like chicken, yeah, wings, it would be, you know, just that kind of stuff.
Be simple, yep.
Maybe have a couple simple sides, right? Yep. Maybe baked beans or mac and cheese, something like that.
Yep.
Like
Kendall's in Noble. Sebo says a great place.
What is it called?
Kendall's.
Never eaten there.
Isn't there a Kardashian named Kendall?
I don't know.
I think there is.
No idea.
Oh, love. I love. Has Pastor Josh, has he ever had your chicken?
No, I need to make some.
Oh, dude. Now, Chris, okay, I'm going to give him a compliment, okay?
So, yeah, he's a steak king.
He makes tremendous steak.
He's a steak king.
And I make steaks, and so Kel Evans works at his employment, and I deliver steak, and I put a little bit more extra for his coworkers. I got them hooked on the steak.
No, you do. You make.
I got the request.
I do have to say this for me, just for me. I like mine cooked a tad more than you cook it, but it's a real compliment because I can eat your steak all day long, even though it's what I would consider typically undercooked.
It's right? Not undercooked.
No. I'm saying what I would consider typically undercooked.
I never had a steak.
So. It's delicious.
I heard it's good.
Well, he's brought it over to the house. You had some over there that day. He brought a bunch of
them. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I did. Yeah. It was cold, but.
It was still good, though.
Still good, yeah.
So it was good cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
I like mine a real, what I would call, like, my favorite steak more is like a medium well. I mean, that's what I like. I know. But everybody's got their thing they like.
Sure.
But you make the best, the most flavored steak I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Now, what about my food do you guys like? I'm giving you both compliments.
Canned beans? I'm just going off what you share because share photos of what we cook.
Doritos. Doritos are good.
He's shown Doritos. He's shown a can of beans. Yeah, I remember like it was yesterday on your stove.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I made some great tamales the other night.
Yeah. The pizza that he bought.
Very good pizza.
Was standard. Yeah.
The tamales I made the other night, world class.
Where'd you make them at?
What? Walmart. And you just you open this can, you pour them in this thing, and then they're tremendous.
Cousin Nate says, Smoking Joe's Barbecue in Davis is mine.
Yes. I've heard about this place. We were going to stop there on the way back from one of the lake trips this summer, and they were closed. The Littles and myself were very upset because we were going to stop by there. They heard it's really, really good.
Pastor Greg says, we drive an hour to go to the Wedge all the time. It's the best pizza ever.
Where's that at?
I don't know if I know that.
Now Stefan makes a good steak. He does. Stefan's a good cook.
Tomahawks are amazing on Traeger.
Yeah, he does. Stefan makes a good steak.
Tomahawks are good, yeah.
His wife, Tina, is a tremendous cook. I mean, she's a very good cook.
I can see that.
Yeah, very, very good cook.
Sarah says, I will go to Taco Tico with you, Phil.
Let's go, kid. Load her up.
Wait, is there a Taco Tico still around?
El Dorado, Kansas. And there's one in Wichita, Kansas.
Yep.
Wow.
I can drive you right to both of them.
Hour 45.
So good.
Dallas says, Smokies and Broken Arrow, if you're ever out this way, is fantastic. The last time we were up in there for football, we were up there for Owosso for the Class A semifinal games. I think that's the last time we were in Tulsa for a broadcast.
I'm so hungry right now.
Greg Gibson says it's in Bricktown. We'll be in Bricktown.
Oh, sure will.
Our Bricktown?
That's what he says.
Let's try it out.
Will Ark City and Duncan have Taco Ticos? No, Duncan doesn't have a Taco Tico.
I think they do.
What?
Yes.
What?
I remember seeing a Taco Tico at Duncan now. I think that's right.
You stupid, Chris.
You're an idiot.
like everything in Dunkin', they probably close at 4 o'clock.
We could have. I would have got a bunch of food before the game, and it could have stayed in the heat, and I still would have eaten it later.
It's Grant's fault. He should have told us.
Oh, love Taco Tico.
Yeah, 11 US 81.
That's what Google says.
I remember closes at 10.
Arc City. That's hour 20.
They were closed when we drove by. No, when we drove in, they were open.
I've got a request from an unnamed source.
T. Fred says, Jake's ribs are the best.
Stop. Stop, T. Fred.
How did you describe it?
It is the worst food I've ever had in my life.
Like they boiled it?
The brisket was boiled. Yeah. The pork was boiled. The ribs were boiled. It was the absolute worst food I've ever had in my entire life. And the only person eating it was Casey Porter. It's pretty good.
Casey Lee.
Idiot. Yeah, Casey Lee. It was so bad. Nobody ate that food.
Phil and I were not there, but we've seen it.
No, it was the worst.
The only thing good was the french fries.
Yeah, Casey.
I don't think I've ever had Jake's ribs.
It was terrible. Terrible.
Duncan has a terrible. Taco.
Yeah,
terrible.
It's confirmed.
With the daylights, Chris.
That's yeah, it's confirmed.
When do we go back to Duncan?
There's one in Claremore, too. Taco Tico.
What?
Claremore, one in Claremore.
Oh, I got so many options now.
You can go north, you can go south, you can go east, you can go west.
Yeah, Claremore has it.
I mean, I know Chris is going to wrap this show up here in a minute, but I had a request from a fan.
Oh.
Wanted to know if you guys could name the first five amendments to the U.S. Constitution.
How the hell did we get to this part of the show?
It's a question that somebody sent to me. I'm relaying the message. No?
We got freedom of press.
Oh, what's that? What
would that freedom of speech? This is one.
Okay.
Bill of Rights.
Okay. What else?
Chris
knows all about number two.
That's right. Oh, right to keep and bear arms. It's number two. Yeah. Second Amendment. Third.
Matter of fact, near and dear to all of us.
Yeah.
They have a Taco Tico.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all around us. We're surrounded by Taco Tico.
Is that the one you want?
So you're taking everything back your cellar. If you can have anything in El Guthrie, you'd choose Taco Tico.
Yeah, probably would.
Yeah.
Actually.
Really?
Yeah, I probably would.
How's it different from...
Well, I don't know. I grew up on it.
Okay.
So yeah. I think there's that...
Sentimental
stuff.
Is, yeah. Oh, so you're going
And back. I've ordered the exact same thing since I was a kid. Sancho, Taco Burger, 3 Hard Shell Tacos. Oh, sorry. Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah, I know. Never been
Wasn't
to Taco
there 13
Tico.
Of those?
There's like 20-something.
Oh. Claremore's Taco... Duncan has Taco... Clark City has Taco Tico. Why can't Guthrie have a Taco Tico? I wonder if we could get a Taco Tico to come here.
It's a franchise, right?
Yeah.
Let's buy it.
Superintendent Simpson took Superintendent Ogle there 3 years ago and have paid ever since. Brittany says, never been to a Taco Tico.
Oh, Bernie, you ain't living then.
I don't know if I'm sure I have back when I was a kid, maybe.
I think you'd love
Sarah says,
tacos.
What about Tico Tots?
Yeah, they're good. I like those two.
Tico Tots. Yeah. Never heard of that. T. Fred.
Potato.
If Taco Tico opens up in Guthrie, Phil will spend half income at Taco Tico.
Yeah, that's probably a little low, T. Fred.
Steph does, but does Taco Tico have cheeseburger? Senor Lopez?
No, Senor Lopez has the best flavored
cheeseburger.
Phil
loves the cheeseburger.
It's the best flavored.
He had one Monday.
It's the absolute best flavored cheeseburger I've ever had. The flavor is incredible.
Fries are terrible, though.
I'm not a big fan of fries.
I remember Little Ants won a baseball tournament in Stillwater, and we went to a Mexican restaurant. He was a little bitty guy. He goes, if this place doesn't have chicken strips, this is not a real Mexican restaurant. Yeah.
I remember you telling us that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 I remember him saying that.
Steph says, never heard of Taco Tico.
So I need to bring Taco Tico back next time I'm in Kansas, or Durant, or all these other places.
At Claremore.
Oh, no.
What's that? Taco Burger's incredible.
Yeah, they do have Taco Burger.
What? What is this?
What? Call them out. What is
Who
it?
Who did that?
Wait a minute.
What just happened?
Is it Grant? What?
Is he mocking us?
I don't know what he's doing.
Let's see here.
Is he DoorDashing us?
It's white Jesus. Be careful. Oh. Oh, Taco Burger's so good at Taco Tico.
Yeah, I've never had a Taco Burger good. At Taco Tico, yeah.
But the Sancho's the most unique flavored thing they have.
Sancho, yeah.
Oh, so good. You'd like a Sancho.
What is a Sancho?
It's like a burrito, but it's got a few other ingredients.
Meat and cheese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you'd like it.
I'm pretty basic on my tacos.
You would like it.
I had tacos Monday for lunch and Monday for dinner.
Door is locked. Uh-oh. Door's locked?
Who said that?
Your wife.
You go. What door? She has a key.
We'll go.
You guys locking doors, among other things.
You told us. You said you were scared. You had some threats. If they walk in here with Taco Tico or KFC.
Ashley says Guthrie needs Del Rancho back. Seth Robbins would agree. Okay, before I forget, Guthrie Lady J softball, they are hosting regionals. They are one of the top two or three teams in the state of Oklahoma in Class 5A softball. They were originally going to start today, but yesterday, smartly enough, they pushed the regional start tomorrow. There's going to be three games tomorrow, all starting at 12 o'clock. So if you can sneak away for lunch, if you can sneak away half a day from work, go and watch Guthrie Lady J softball. They will be favorites to win the regional. Again, they're probably the number two team in Class 5A softball. Piedmont number one, Guthrie number two. And it's the last couple of games of the year at home this year. They are going to aim for the third straight state tournament appearance this year. Got to the semis last year. I know this team is good enough to get to the championship. I really think Guthrie will qualify. I think Piedmont will qualify. I think the coaches will. Once they get, there's eight teams that qualify for a 5A state tournament, which is, by the way, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday's the championship. Thursday and Friday are at Fire Lake over in Shawnee. If Guthrie can win Thursday and Friday, the state championship game would be at the University of Oklahoma.
The door downstairs is locked.
Yeah. Phil, I was in a great...
I know. Go ahead. Great deal. I was talking to Ronnie. I wasn't talking to you.
But games start at noon tomorrow. There are three games. So get out there and support the Lady Jays. It will be it's a very, very fun team. They got freshmen who play, sophomores, juniors, seniors. They know how to win. Coach Blakely has done a really good job with the program. And Lady J is going to be good for a while. But
we say that again. I missed it.
Lady J's play softball tomorrow.
Oh, they do. Yes. Yeah.
So starting at noon. And so one ticket gets you three games. So go out and check it out behind Guthrie Upper
Elementary. Got your OSSA pass. You can get in free.
That's correct.
Chris?
Confirmed.
What's that, Phil?
I get my pass?
If I give it to you, you lose it. So I'll hold on to it for you.
Can I get mine?
I'm going to need it.
You can get yours.
I'll get Connor's.
We're all for the game.
What's that?
Get Connors too?
Yeah, I can get Connors.
Well, too. No, not until he gets that seal.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see a report card first.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see the portal.
We're going to need to see a performance review on you. And if it's average, you're grounded.
Ooh.
That's right. No double standards.
So.
That's right.
All right. And then also.
You just produced a show.
Then also, the Guthrie Blue Jays are on the road. Football team on the road at Bishop McGinnis.
Oh, we got to give our predictions on
that. We got to get predictions there. We gave those in the high school huddle if you want to go and check those out. Guthrie at McGinnis. And I think two of the three of us thinks the Guthrie team will give up their first touchdown of the year.
That's who right. does?
Two of the three of us think
Guthrie will give up
the first touchdown
thinks,
of the year. You said they would.
No, I didn't. I said 3 points.
First touchdown. They're going to give up the first touchdown.
I don't think so.
No, he said field goal. You said touchdown.
He said shutout. He said shutout.
Oh, I'm the only one who thinks McGinnis will score. I thought you said they were going to score a touchdown.
No. I said shutout. Matter of fact, I even called my score.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Guthrie wins, but I think McGinnis does score against Guthrie.
Give me a score.
I think I said 21 or 23 to 7.
Yep. Ronnie, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, in order for this field goal prediction to work, it's got to be early in the game.
Okay. Or late in the game, they're being shut out, and they just kick a field goal to get on the score.
I'm going to say, 35-0 is a good score, I think. Probably 28-0. Mm. I'll say 28-0, 28-3.
I called it earlier, 35-0 Blue Jays.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think they dog walk them.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Lady J softball Thursday and Friday. We got Guthrie Blue Jay football on Friday. Goodness. Crazy Days is Saturday. This is a chamber event in downtown Guthrie, and there's like over 50 vendors. There's face painting. There's so much activities for the kids. The
all these weather, people are going to miss the OU Texas game.
The weather is during the OU Texas game.
Nobody cares about that.
OSU plays Friday night, so all the Oklahoma State fans will have all the time.
They're so bad.
Saturday.
They're so bad.
I heard 30. I heard by 135.7 on that
they
text
are
I got.
So bad. Yeah.
Friday
Such
night.
A bad football.
OSU's playing on Friday night football.
It's so bad.
Woo,
that's almost like just giving up. It's so bad.
I much rather watch the Blue Jays play on Friday.
Yeah, what do you think Alabama would say? Say, hey, coach, we want you guys to play on Friday nights.
Well, it's the national championship on Friday this year?
Exactly. Friggin' joke.
Yeah, so crazy days in downtown Guthrie. Always a good time there. Went last year. It was really hot. It's usually hot, but Chamber of Commerce type of day.
What's the weather supposed to be like Friday? So we're going to be outside.
I think I saw a high of 79.
Oh, so we're going to need some warm weather.
Yeah, I think we'll be
some fine. Warm gear.
Yeah, I think we'll be
hoodie.
I think we. Oh, Phil, don't even. Oh, I thought you were about to mock him because you're the first one.
Why would I mock that?
Because you're. I thought you were going to be tough guy because you're
cold. I'm cold all the time these days. I got no. I got poor blood circulation. Really, I got problems.
Yeah,
sweaty pants Friday.
No, I can't anymore. Chris told me I had to be professional in dress.
Hey, also a little note here. I need to get this out on news page, but next Tuesday is State of the County. Phil, you got your ticket yet?
I won't be going to that. I know the State of the County.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You need a ticket.
What is this? No,
what? We're going to have chicken and potatoes. And
it's going to be a taco bar again.
Hey, taco bar was good.
Taco bar wasn't bad.
It's like every time, though.
The chamber stuff was good. You're thinking of another organization that had the...
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting the chamber confused with somebody else.
Okay. Well, that happens a lot.
Okay. So,
Brittany said, I'll get you registered. Okay. Thanks, Brittany.
Invoice.
I'm going.
I bet you got your invoice already. I guarantee you your invoice is in your mail already.
Within 3 seconds, the invoice will be in your email.
What is this?
It's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
This coming Tuesday.
We'll be in town. I won't be in town. I'm gonna prove it because I don't want to be
State of the County. Is that a real thing now?
It's a real thing.
It's like a new thing.
Yes, it's a new
thing. Look at there. That's my day next Tuesday.
I guess $25 to get in or something.
Ooh.
24 members.
The last one.
What was the last one?
I don't really want.
Oh, interesting. Have you told Brittany?
No.
Wow. Yeah, we better bring.
I'm glad we didn't talk about.
We
didn't talk about Guthrie City Council. Not that's too bad. Hit the button. Wrap it up.
Oh yeah, Phil's raising fees.
No, I'm not.
He loves fees.
Fees solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, and I need to get that story tomorrow. Hopefully, Guthrie EMS is going to be charging more for ambulance rides.
About darn time.
And in January, they're going to begin a subscription fee.
For people outside of the city.
Outside the city?
Right.
Why would city council discuss outside city stuff?
Well, because the ambulance has to run all over this damn county.
Well, that would be a county thing then?
No, it's the EMS board,
yeah.
Phil sits on, contracts.
You're welcome.
No, with the school.
School?
School district boundaries. Is where.
It's all over the damn place.
Yeah. So anyway, $100 a year,
for who?
That's fair.
Families.
Yeah, for the whole family. Oh, Ronnie's concerned now.
So I got to pay $100.
It's optional.
This isn't a free service no more.
Nothing's free.
Nothing's free. If they transport you, you're going to get a bill.
Oh, that's right.
But if you subscribe, read the story. It'll come.
It's only $100
a year.
I'll take my chances.
Ronnie told me I'll take my chances.
Dr. Simpson's even offering for you to sit with him at the table.
If I could, but I just showed you my schedule. I can't be there.
Where are you going? Tuesday.
Well, let's see.
It starts at 11:30 to 1.
First appointment, 8 a.m.
Okay.
8 to 10. I got 10 to 11. I got 11 to 12. I got 1 to 2. I've got 1:30 to 2 to 3. Or excuse me, 2:30 to 3.
You can't.
And I got 3 to 3:30. Then I got something in the evening.
Brittany's not going to be happy about this one.
Well, just don't tell her.
Yeah. Oh, no, she's watching.
Well, she well you still got to tell her.
If you don't, I will.
You're going to rat me out? Yeah.
It's bullshit. Yeah.
You don't rat your friends out. I push it, but I don't go over that far.
That's right.
Are you a platinum member yet?
Of which one? That was probably,
I'm a member of multiples.
Jeff Guthrie, yes. State of the County. We will be having
that. No, that would be a good one to go to.
And Jeff Guthrie, yes. Will it be shown live on GMP? It will not be. It is a chamber function, and that will not be. With that being said, though, I'm hoping to have more county folks on my podcast here soon, especially the treasurers with taxes coming up soon. So,
you raising taxes?
I'm not raising taxes.
Bill, you raising fees?
I don't have that capability.
Fees? Absolutely. Taxes? No way. Don't believe it.
Dr. Simpson, sounds like you don't want to attend.
No, I'd love to go.
We can maybe work your schedule around.
Did he work his schedule around to have lunch with us today?
He probably tried, but couldn't get out of it.
Mm. That's Cap, and you know it's Cap. Mm. I can't get out of these either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He couldn't get out of today's.
Mm. And I can't get out of next Tuesday's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
If you want me to be a platinum member of Guthrie, you're going to need to let me go to work.
Mm-hmm. Seabolt. You ratted me out tonight, Ronnie.
Oh.
Hashtag Edmund.
Yeah, you did. Hashtag Edmund.
No. Oh, yeah.
That's not so funny, is it?
I think it's hilarious. You're the one who judged him and told him you're disappointed in him.
Well, I am disappointed. I want him to be here all the time. I don't want to share him with Edmund.
He will be here in second, if you ask. But,
no, I know that. That's not what I said.
That's true.
That is 100% true, but that's not what I said. I want them here all the time. I don't want to share him with Edmund.
When my mother-in-law got an accident, you know, well, obviously, we tell the preacher, and he's there before we got there to the emergency room.
He's a better son-in-law than you ever think of being.
Jeff Guthrie says, also, the Lone County League of Democratic Women, they are meeting soon.
What in the world did he just say?
Or she?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy, October is busy, busy, busy.
Ronnie.
Busy time of the year, so... October 4th, Chamber Luncheon. Are you going to be able to come to the Chamber Luncheon next Thursday? October 14th.
Well, let me look.
No, no, not October 14th. Next Thursday.
Let me look. Next Thursday, that's the 12th.
12th, yes, 12th.
I'll be there.
Okay.
What time does it start?
High noon.
Noon, 1:30.
What's that called?
Chamber Luncheon for investors only.
Oh,
investors only. That's us.
Let me watch this right here.
What about Saturday, October 14th, Midwest Lift Fest.
What time?
Noon to 5.
Where's that
John
at?
Vance Motors.
That's OU's bye week, right?
Chamber Lunch. Okay, what date?
For which one?
The last one you just said.
Midwest Lift Fest?
Yeah.
That is Saturday, October 14th from noon to 5.
I can go to that. My beautiful bride will be out of town with some of her friends at a sorority function.
Oh, so we go to Vegas.
Ooh. We can go to Oklahoma, Vegas.
I'm questionable for that. That's the 4A, 5A, 6A state championship days at OU.
Cross country?
Baseball?
No. Softball. And volleyball is that same day, too, I think.
I'm
questionable on that one.
I don't know if Maggie's going to like that.
Okay. Last few things here. T. Fred says the show is going way past Phil sleepy time.
That's right? True.
And Seabolt says calling the real estate agent peer pressure. Time to move. All right, we are out of here. It was a fun, quick show. Sorry we got on a little late. The High School Huddle went a little bit longer.
Go back and watch the show. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Hour and 30 minutes.
Is that what it was? It went by really fast. We got on here about 7:40, 8:40. Yeah, wow. All right.
Getting overtime pay this week, Ronnie.
That's right. I'm going to go.
What's time and a half and zero?
Zero.
Okay.
All right. Ask Connor.
Connor's a math whiz.
Yeah. Shit. I'm going to go walk junior high now and go get in his math class.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You really could if you wanted.
I guess I could.
Okay, Blue Jays win. Blue Jays win. Blue Jays win. Lady Jays win.
Yep.
Sooners win.
No? We're going to predict some?
Very good. It's very intriguing.
It's going to be a very good ball game. I think the Sooners could. I think it's Bedlam.
It's Red River. Texas is the better team.
They're the better team, but I think it's a pick'em game.
So... I heard this discussion on one of the radio shows, and I agree with it. Since Stoops came to town, I think there's really been only about three or four Texas teams that have actually been better than Oklahoma going into the game. And I think, obviously, Texas is better going to this game. But there's been several times going to this game or watching this game thinking, oh, you're just going to just route these guys, and it doesn't happen. It's a good game where Texas ended up possibly even winning that game. I think it's the same thing for OU this year. I think everybody's picking Texas. I think OU does have a chance to win that game.
Yeah, I think they do, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they do, too. Yeah.
All right. Right here. Appreciate everyone stopping by tonight. Ronnie, Phil, Chris. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Open Mic Podcast. Join us each week from inside the Sega Banana Media Studios located in beautiful downtown Guthrie. Catch our shows on Facebook and YouTube, and also on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Until next time, so long from Guthrie, America.